TalkRadio.com.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is your favorite knockout, Tara.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap, and you're listening to the greatest rap.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Did someone not get what they wanted? Oh, that's too bad.
Bada boom! Realest guys in a room. How you know?
It can be anyone but you, man. Anyone but you. Until the rest of the world, say your prayers. Lock your doors. The family has returned. Run.
With your host...
Here, kitty. 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 Yeah, kitty, kitty.
You forgot to say please.
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
My boobs are real.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
Bad things happen to bad people, and good things happen to good people. Good people like me. All you have to do is believe!
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And, well, we're doing something a little bit different this week because I'm on special assignment. We're pre-recording a show for you, so we're going to keep it kind of short, kind of simple. But we do have a few announcements. We have to bring up, don't we? I'm joined by my co-host, Sir Rockin.
I didn't get an intro? Wow.
You don't get an intro.
God, man, no intro?
I forgot. I'm sorry. I'm a bad host.
She's a bad host. She forgets to intro her co-host. God.
I've been drinking.
She's been drinking. And, you know, she did a short show, so, she's cutting things out of the show, including my intro. God. God. Can't take her anywhere. God.
This is why I'm going on special assignment.
I'm sitting here on special assignment because of this. God. But yeah, she's right. We have a few big announcements to make regarding this show here tonight. As always, you can follow this show on Twitter at Rack Radio Show, Facebook.com/Rack Radio Show. I'm at Wild Talk Radio. She's at Lynn's Ward. And yeah, there's some interesting things coming to the show, including what's on this show tonight. We should first get that out of the way.
We should, because I'm super excited. He's super excited because, well, we've got some trouble joining us. That's right. We have the one, the two, the three. I don't know. I can't make a clever enough joke about it, but we have Ethan Carter III. We finally got him.
In our third attempt. The unbeaten, unsubmitted, future TNA World Heavyweight Champion, Ethan Carter III, will be joining us in our second segment of the show tonight. We will also be talking NXT to close out the show. But yeah, yes. So, EC3 on the show. We have a lot to talk to him about, including Impact on Pop and so much more. We'll get to that in a bit. But this whole month, it's a crazy-ass month. Because of the holidays, your special assignment, and everything like that.
Yeah, I'm going away for 12 days, so, well, we're doing this show, which is going to be pre-recorded. We have a show next week, which is our best of show that Rock's going to throw together, you know, with staples and nails and super glue, because he's a good handyman like that, and producer.
Don't forget duct tape.
Yeah, and the duct tape. We're going to need loads of duct tape for that one. So
I have neon green duct tape. It's going to be spectacular.
And then I think we're doing one live show this month.
Yes, on December 17th, we will be live on the airwaves, officially back live on December 17th. for the Rack, which will be our NXT TakeOver London review show, as well as our TLC review show.
Yes.
So there'll be a lot to talk about when we're live again. So,
yay.
So yeah, big stuff is coming on the 17th, but a staple is returning because we declared it last year. We gave it a name last year, and it's back.
That's right. Our Christmas Spectacular Jingle All the Rack will return for y'all the 24th. And as always, we do something very, very special for the Christmas show. And that is we let y'all ask the Rack.
That's right. We will take all your questions for us related, holiday related, anything and everything. If it's sarcastic, well, then you know you'll get a sarcastic answer in return. We did this, I don't know, a few months ago, and it was a huge success.
Yeah, we feel really bad that we don't give out the phone number, we don't interact with people, so every once in a while we do the Ask the Rack, and it's a nice fun thing for us to do on the holidays, especially because there isn't a lot going on in the world of wrestling, so this is perfect for us to get together and, you know, talk to folks, and, you know, we take questions from every wide variety. Please try to keep them PG-13.
Yeah, that's our only request. Just keep them PG-13, because, you know, some people swear like a sailor, and when they start swearing like a sailor, it's no good for anyone.
Yeah, it's bad. So,
but no, yeah. We're going to take all your questions, and we have many ways you can get involved with that. You could email them, media@wildtalkradio.com, or contact therackradioshow.com, whichever you choose. You could tweet them, @wildtalkradio, @linsward, @rackradioshow, as well. You could get us on Tumblr if you have us on Tumblr. Make a big old post about that and post it everywhere. You can give us on Facebook, facebook.com/wildtalkradionetwork, or facebook.com/rackradioshow. Everywhere you can interact with us, there'll be a way to send us questions. So that's the way to do that. We'll answer them all. We'll go through them all. It's a big Christmas show we're going to put together. We'll have a whole bunch of different things Christmas related as well on the show. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, sorry.
No, it's just going to be a lot of fun when we do the Christmas show, because last year's Christmas show was a lot of fun, and we like having fun on the show, and these types of shows allow us to do that.
Yeah, it's a little something different for us. We actually really love to interact with you guys. Nobody ever calls the phone number, so we never give it out anymore. But yeah, we would love it if everybody participated in Ask the Rack. You have a deadline of December 22nd, so you have plenty of time to get us questions. We had about 60 questions, I think, last time.
I know it took us two shows to get through it all, but this time we'll get through it all in this one show, because we have as much time as we want to do it. There's no time restrictions on this one.
I don't have to get up and go to work the next day.
That's a key. If you would like to, hell, we'll just do this. If you like to, you know, interact with us, you can give us a call, leave us a voicemail, and we'll play it on the Christmas show. It's 267-297-1397. If that's the way you want to send your questions. You don't have to. You do the old-fashioned way, which works fine. But if you choose to have your voice be heard, you can call 267-297-1397.
Remember, keep it PG-13.
Keep it PG-13, and it'll be all kosher with that.
Yes.
So,
but that's not the only special we have.
No, it's not, because another holiday seemingly falls on a Thursday.
We're getting them all right there together. Bam, 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 bam. Just all out.
All out, yes. And this one, I had a simple name, but she went all with a whole fancy name for this. So what's the fancy name for this show?
Pop Goes the Rack, a New Year's special.
We're going to look back at 2015, count down to 2016. Pop Goes the Rack. We'll give our best moments of the year. We'll highlight them all, probably maybe do a fancy countdown of our top 10 moments, something to that effect. I don't know, we haven't worked out all the details. We just have the fancy name and sort of a premise for the show. So we're going to get all that done. So those are the shows coming up all month. So it's like, she's going on a special assignment for about 2 weeks. Doesn't mean we're not going to give you content. Here it is all laid out. One live show, a lot of still content. We're giving you all the shows you would ask for all month long. It's what we do, because we don't like to just, you know, take a week off here and just say, "Eh, no show, no content." We're still giving you content, plenty of it.
Yeah, the only time we do that is when one of us can't talk because we're that sick. But
yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's about the only time we don't do it. But yeah, we wanted to do a little something because EC3 just deserves to have a little something with him. We also wanted to promote the upcoming shows to make sure everybody hears about it and they send us their questions. And so we can get that going and that rolling, and we'll be very sad if nobody sends us questions. So please send stuff.
Yeah.
Please.
Send your questions. We take them all. We answer them all. It's what we do. It's the rack. Ask the rack. Hashtag it. Make it trend worldwide. I don't know. Whatever you want to do. Get involved. Get interactive. It's Ask the Rack coming up on December 24th. Christmas show.
That would be awesome if Ask the Rack trended worldwide.
That would be awesome.
That'd be epic.
That would be epic. Pop Goes the Rack at the end of the month. And next week will be the best of show. And again, live on the 17th. But I think we wasted a lot of time here. I say we take a break and come back. And we get to our interview with the former TNA World Heavyweight Champion, the future TNA World Heavyweight Champion, Ethan Carter III. What do you say?
I agree. So, you're the man when we come back. The one, the only, the very handsome, Ethan Carter III. You don't want to miss it. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back. Just crash here tonight. You can see I'm no sheep for driving. Anyway, I've got no place to go. And you know it might not be that bad. You were the best I'd ever had. If I hadn't blown the whole thing years ago, it may not be love. Tomorrow we can drive around this town and let the cops chase us around.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
As my client Brock Lesnar said, Suplex City, bitch.
From the big returns.
So this is what it feels like to kick off Monday Night Raw.
To the shocking moment.
You will get your rematch. Put that man down. Your actions have consequences. And you know what? You're out of here. You're suspended. You know what? You're suspended indefinitely. Get out of my building now. Now get out.
And the moments that leave you speechless.
Snoop Mania, huh? Snoop Mania? Nah, Snoop Dizzle. It's called Axel Mania. And it's not a West Coast thing. It's not an East Coast thing. It's a worldwide thing. And I'm not going to sit back and listen to you talk about Snoop Mania when Axel Mania is running wild in Los Angeles! Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Axel Mania is here to stay.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
It's that time once again to spread some holiday cheer and jingle all the rack.
Ho, ho, ho!
Our Christmas special is closing in, and we are looking for questions from all of you for our favorite Ask the Rack.
Have you been naughty or nice?
Whether it's holiday-related, wrestling-related, or even if you want to take a shot or two at cane kittens.
This year, you're getting a lump of coal.
Wait. No. That's just our job. You ask it, we answer it, which is why it's Ask the Rack. You can submit your questions via Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, at Lins Ward, LANSWRD, or at Rack Radio Show, or you can email them to us, media@wildtalkradio.com. Deadline for questions is December 22nd. Don't forget, December 22nd. Join us for Jingle All the Rack this Christmas right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MBG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen,
and welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We are super excited because joining us right now is the unpinned, unsubmitted, and undefeated star of Impact Wrestling and the rightful TNA World Heavyweight Champion, Ethan Carter III. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
I'm super excited. I know our audience is as well, you know, especially because you're here. And well, at least to us, you're all that matters. You know,
I like to bring excitement to wherever I go, and being here is a very exciting thing for not only the fans, but for me as well. So.
Well, very good. So, speaking of bringing exciting things to new places and new fans, I hear you guys are making a really big jump, and the world is buzzing about TNA's big move to Pop TV beginning this January. What are your thoughts on the move?
I'm very excited for the move. I mean, Pop TV has already shown they're going to be a great partner to, quote, tag team with. They're very excited to have us. Their slogan is "Their fans too." And I think that's, you know, very, very good and resembles, you know, the product that we bring because we're fans of what we do too. So I think combining those two companies, that network and this product, I think it'll be a great, great matrimony of fun and pleasure and wonderful entertainment.
It sounds like it. Are you looking forward to the live special when the show debuts?
Yeah, absolutely. I love doing TV and I love doing it live because, you know, there's no, you can't make a mistake. Everything has to be perfect. Everything has to be pristine. And it adds a little bit of pressure to what you're doing, but the pressure is good. It makes you better. And January 5th, live on Pop TV, Impact Wrestling, our first episode. I think it's going to be blockbuster. It's going to be gangbusters. And I'm very much looking forward to opening the show as the two-time unbeaten World Heavyweight Champion, first time in wrestling history. So pretty cool.
I agree. I think that's pretty cool. So you have high hopes for the World Title Series, even though you've kind of been unjustly thrown into it?
I have great verbiage, unjustly thrown into it. The whole title series probably shouldn't be taking place. I should probably just take back the world title after I was robbed of it, but alas, it is taking place. I can't change that. The only thing I can do is win the whole frickin' thing.
Well, we're rooting for you. I know me and the audience are. So, and speaking of big moves and big jumps and everything, you guys are also doing your first tour of India with Impact Wrestling. What's it going to be like for you to be a part of that?
You know, our international markets are great. They're wonderful. The fans in India, I went over there last month and just kind of, you know, got to meet quite a few of them, and they're very passionate about what we do. They're very excited about not only having live shows in their country, but for the first time in history, bringing television cameras and a live pay-per-view that the whole entire world can see. The people of India are very proud and they're very passionate, and now they have the opportunity to show that passion with cameras rolling so the whole world can see it. It's cool for them. It's definitely cool for us because I just know that the crowds are going to be raucous, intense, and that adds, you know, anytime the crowd is with you, it makes you performing that much better. So very cool.
I was going to say, it has to be quite an electric atmosphere when you go anywhere overseas, but especially somewhere that you really haven't been before.
Yeah, I mean, Mumbai, huge city, India, huge country, people piling in, having a good time. I'm on board. I'm on board.
You're on board with this? Partying, enjoying themselves, yeah. Good food, all that good stuff?
Yes, maybe just keeping the water bottled and I'll be fine.
Absolutely. So,
I mean, she's pretty allergic to the water. So.
Well, you know, it's better. You know where it comes from. It's clean. So circling back to the World Title Series. To an extent, yes. It's filtered.
I can do the whole interview about bottled water if you want to, but we'll continue. Go ahead. World Title Series. You're up.
So to circle back to the World Title Series, I take it from, you know, the point that TNA's taking, that they're trying to do new and different concepts, maybe get away from the norm and just be experimental.
Yeah, I mean, the World Title Series, you know, in wrestling, usually the people vying for, you know, the top championship in the promotion, you know, it's usually a handful of guys, three or four, maybe. But right now, 32 people had an opportunity to show their wares, get a chance to become a World Heavyweight Champion. We're whittling it down to the round of 16 after this Wednesday, so there'll be 16 people a lot's on the line. I mean, the finals are going to be coming from India, so, you know, that's going to be a lot of people to impress, but it's an interesting concept. Everybody has an opportunity, had an opportunity. Everybody gets a shot. If you're into everybody having an opportunity, a fair shot, it's very cool. Me, personally, I'm only into me having a fair shot, but alas, I'm not the one that makes the decisions. Great for everyone else, but me.
Well, how do we get you to be the one to make the decisions? I mean, you are Dixie's nephew. I mean, can't we kind of work that?
You know, there's probably some sort of, you know, backdoor dealing with, you know, proper people. I mean, I am, you know, nepotism is the name of the game for me. I am a Carter. If she doesn't someday hand it over to me, which would shock me completely, you know, probably some backdoor dealings and, you know, change of power, change of guard, power struggle. Those are words, you know, business stuff, you know, real cool business stuff that I'll, you know, steal. So it's good.
So are you liking the idea that that TNA is willing to try new things?
I love the idea. I think, you know, it's 2015 going on 16. It's very hard to be innovative in entertainment. I think trying new things, thinking outside the box, not resting on the laurels of the past is a great thing. And what's cool about it is we have the opportunity to try new things, you know. We can try this, see how it works. And I think it's been a far greater success than anybody anticipated.
I would agree with that. Now, you've had a huge year in 2015. You know, absolutely phenomenal. What do you think 2016 is going to bring to you?
I mean, I would mark 2015 out as the best year of my life. You know, I beat a couple legends. I became World Heavyweight Champion, you know, ascended to the very top of the wrestling industry. I got two cats. That was a big deal in 2015, so really good year for me. But, again, you can't wrestle what you've done in the past. I mean, 2016 is a whole new year. There's more pressure on me. People will be chasing after me. I welcome that challenge. I'm looking forward to it very much. As far as my personal goals, I mean, winning the World Title Series, capping off the year, being a two-time unbeaten champion, opening the show January 5th live on Pop TV, Impact Wrestling, as the World Heavyweight Champion, and then holding it for the entire calendar year. That's my goal.
That sounds like a good goal. And just out of curiosity, what are the cats' names?
Skunk and Clover. One is a boy, one is a girl. Looks like a skunk a little bit.
Are they mixes?
They are, yeah. They were a couple litters from outside of a lake, you know, outdoor cats, and we just, you know, brought them in. Made them a nice little home. They got a nice bedroom all to themselves. They have a painted portrait of themselves hanging on the wall. You know, they like it. They talk to me about it.
Awesome. So, you know, we can add philanthropist to the list? You know, animal lover?
Yeah, in a way, yeah. Philanthropist, therapist, you know, that's about the only ist I can think of. Yeah, add that to the list. Add that to the list of ist.
Yes, absolutely. Now, one key for everyone in wrestling is to always evolve, and, you know, especially for you as a performer, so what's been the biggest challenge that you've faced when you're always trying to deliver that new and creative thing?
You know, I don't think that biggest challenge has come yet because, you know, evolution is very important. And, you know, from the day I walked in till today, I guess the evolution came about with just being more aggressive and confident in the abilities to win. But, you know, I think my biggest challenge is yet to come as far as evolving who EC3 is. I think, to go back to what we talked about, I think 2016 will be the year that we'll see it.
Was it a little nerve-wracking for you to kind of step out on your own and step away from Dixie and Rockstar Spud and kind of do your own thing, or was that liberating in a way?
It was definitely liberating. Not nerve-wracking in a sense, because I, you know, led the charge anyway, so I can, you know, nothing's going to change. But, like, you know, definitely if you want to be at the very top, you kind of have to do it on your own terms, your own way. So it was great to have the accessories to learn the craft, but then to really capture what I wanted to do going on my own was very necessary.
Now, in your time in TNA, do you have a favorite person that you've liked, that you've worked with, or is there anybody that you want to work with?
I have a favorite and I have a least favorite. My favorite would be Kurt Angle, because he's the greatest wrestler to ever live. And I was able to learn a lot by overcoming the odds and defeating him. So that'd be the greatest. And probably my least favorite would be Matt Hardy, because all this misery is because of him. He's conniving. He's secretly evil. I dislike him very much, and I look forward to being the one person to knock him out of the World Title Series, and then out of wrestling in general. So, life goals.
Life goals? All right. Well, I'll look forward to watching that. Not that I want to sound mean towards Matt Hardy or anything, but we'll definitely enjoy it. How about that?
I feel you.
So, one last question for you, because I know you have to get going here, and it's kind of our stock standard question, and that is, what do you like to do on your day off?
Well, I happen to have a day off today, and when I'm done doing interviews, I'll probably go and maybe get a nice little workout in and focus on my fitness. And after that, I will have a strenuous hour-and-a-half massage with my personal masseuse, Helga. Really let her get in there deep, twist me out, work out the kinks. Maybe a fine steak dinner with a nice bottle of red wine after that, and whatever the night brings. You know, with a Monday, people might not be doing too much, but I can usually find a nice soiree to attend on a Monday.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Well, indeed.
So, all right, Ethan, I want to thank you so much for your time. I'm so grateful to have talked to you today. And everybody, don't forget to watch Impact Wrestling Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. on Destination America. And starting this January, watch Impact Wrestling on Pop TV Tuesdays at 9.
Let's do it. Thank you for your time. And, if you're not busy later, just you have my number now, go ahead and shoot me a text. And, we'll see what happens.
Once again, a big thank you to EC3. Best of luck to you in the title tournament series. You're going to go all the way. I know you are. And you'll make your cat super proud of you. But we have so much more to come, so y'all don't want to miss it. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's currently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a gangbang or something.
Techno gangbang. Maybe the world needs to end. End of the world gangbang style.
Weird shit becomes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art, or is this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? I play my, work schedule and whatnot, but...
Watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck?
I thought the people were going to be showing at the party. Oh, you done them down over here.
That's the horse you have, that's the horse you have. Not the pelvic thrust. What, Mr. Sulu in the sky? Oh, they're riding that pony.
Yeah, I don't hurt you.
That 800 million? Oh, I'm scared for the future.
Yeah.
This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. I make sure the club's staying still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I got to... You gotta play something else, Rock. I'll have to wake up and start riding the damn donkey.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless, I was made in America.
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Before the ball drops to 2016, The Rack looks back at 2015.
Hello, John. Now, I would introduce myself, but you know exactly who I am, don't you? And if anybody out there doesn't know who I am, well, quite frankly, those people are simply not worth my time in the first place.
Hold on one second. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to do this right. NXT champion, Kevin Owens.
We will count down the best moments in wrestling in 2015.
What does Bailey have in mind? God! God! Here we go! Bailey! Bailey to belly! Bailey to belly for the title! Bailey's got it!
Along with looking ahead to what is to come in 2016.
Here's your winner and the new WWE World Heavyweight Champion, representing the Wyatt family, Bray Wyatt!
Pop Goes the Rack, available on New Year's Eve, right here on RackRadioShow.com and WildTalkRadio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, EC3.
This is TNA superstar EC3, unbeaten world heavyweight champion, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MVG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. I hope everybody enjoyed our conversation with Ethan Carter III. I know I did. I don't know about Rock.
I sure did. And nowhere on the internet could you get an interview where we talked cats.
And bottled water.
No one else gets those exclusives. Cats. And bottled water.
I really kind of wanted to interview him again and just do nothing but bottled water.
That would be a thing to do, honestly.
That would be really fun to me. I don't know why, but.
That would be.
But yeah, so love talking to Ethan Carter III, but you know what else we'd love to talk about?
What's that?
NXT.
But before we do NXT.
Tweet of the week.
I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
All right, Seamus.
Seamus?
Seamus. Somebody tweeted him and said, I made this cake with your photo by me for my 21st birthday. Fella, you are the best. To which he replies, it's a bit small for the stripper to jump out of, but I salute thee nonetheless, fella. Kevin Owens. Somebody tweets him and says, what will your strategy be if you wrestle a stairs match at TLC? To which he replies, it sure as hell won't be the climb them. I think that's supposed to be to climb. Typo. I have to read this person's name because it goes with the tweet. Paul Colon, or Colon, depending on how you pronounce it, tweets Kevin Owens as too much of a Cowered to do a ladder match, to which Kevin Owens goes, "You've clearly done your research. Also, you clearly failed third grade." Cowered. A coward. Paul replies, "Oh, I misspelled coward. Dang. But last I saw was hashtag run Owens run from Dean Ambrose." And Kevin shoots back with, "Look, your last name seems to indicate where you form your opinions."
Damn, son.
WWE put out the pictures of Sheamus getting his new title plates, to which he goes, "Like Cinderella's shoe."
Really, Sheamus? Really?
Sheamus again, because all I did was Sheamus and Kevin Owens, because I was lazy. History fact. The Roman Empire never conquered the Irish Celts. So how will it ever hope to defeat the League of Nations? Raw. Oh, Sheamus. There's a picture of him and Finn Balor, and Sheamus goes, "I agree, belts look so much better on real men. Real Irish men." Irish takeover WWE. Get Becky a belt.
Yes, get Becky a belt.
Adam Rose goes, "James Stormbrand got lucky. Rosebush, I want one more shot at the so-called cowboy." To which James replies, "Any day or night, party pooper, you're going to be looking over your shoulder now when the bartender yells last call."
We'll get more into that here in a bit.
We will. That's all I got.
Fake John Madden. Can we get Chip Kelly at Black Friday prices, said USC. The Big Cat Barstool Big Cat. Jerry Jones' wife looks like a person that would spit on the poor people as her Titanic lifeboat floated away half full.
Ouch.
Fake ESPN. If Tony Romo throws one more pick six, everyone at AT&T Stadium gets a free turkey.
Hey!
That sure would have spiced up Thanksgiving. Hey! Best Buy in Canada goes with Black Friday sale on now online, stores open early, blah, blah, blah. Kevin Owens replied, "I know you have a lot of people cyber yelling at you right now, but I just want to say I'm sure you're doing your best." And then he goes, "It's not working, bah, 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 Dean Ambrose is going to beat you and take your title, ah." Dolph Ziggler, "Hey gang, no TV spoilers, please. Mom taped Passions for me while I was at work." Someone then retweeted him, "You work?" He goes, "Well, I'm a waitress at Applebee's until my screenplay gets picked up." Then someone replied, Applebee's replied, "Speaking of that, we want to know if you wanted to pick up a double this weekend. We are a little understaffed." He goes, "OMG, as long as Tiffany isn't working. She says I get all the good tables. She's like obsessed with me." Oh, Ziggles. Three-man booth, "Becky, you cheated. Charlotte, I lured you into letting your guard down. It's strategy. Becky, that's cheater talk. Cheater logic." Hashtag Raw. Kyle Lewis, keep it 5-star. Paige on Raw. "Sorry, Bex. I wish Charlotte wasn't such a gives Becky a stuffed cheetah. Cheater, Becky. I don't like puns anymore. Clever." Tommy Dreamer. "Woke up to see I'm still training. Well, thanks. I thought I died of an apparent chocolate overdose. See you tonight in Hershey for SmackDown." Joey Styles. "Oh my god! At Tommy Dreamer's appearance rate has skyrocketed after WWE Raw. I asked him to meet for lunch, and he told me it would cost $500. Tommy Dreamer. "My Twitter says I'm still trending. I hope I didn't die or get arrested." SoCal Val. Me. "Dude, I'm wearing a WWF t-shirt and TNA pants." My sister. "Haha, you're a cross-dresser." Me. "No, I'm a cross-promotion dresser." And finally, this one's for Tim Stein. Yami Yager. Fans, I appreciate your votes for the All-Star Game, but 3-on-3 would kill me, and I don't want to die yet. Thanks for your understanding. Too old. Smiley face.
Wait, did Tim admit he was too old?
No, Yarmir Yager did. It's a hockey tweet.
So Tim
will never admit that he's old, even though he is the O-L-D-O-N-E. just saying. But no, I had to throw in a hockey tweet, because, you know, hockey.
But I thought we didn't talk about the Sixers.
That's
Flyers.
Okay, you know, you're going along so swimmingly. Hey, the Sixers won on Tuesday. You know, they won a game.
Out of their first out of how many losses?
They were then 1-18. Shut up.
And the Flyers?
Hey, they were on a 3-game winning streak.
Till?
I don't know if they have played yet. They won their last game against Ottawa. That's all I know. This is me going, I don't know if they played when we're recording this, or if they're playing when we record it, or the next day when people are listening to this.
Let's see. E-S...
You know,
God,
you know, she has to get these shots in while she can before she goes on assignment. She's just getting them all in.
Yep.
She doesn't give me an intro. Now she's just taking shots at my sports teams.
I forgot the intro. I'm sorry.
God.
Good Lord.
Just everything. God.
I'm looking at the scores. I don't know who any of these people are.
So as we're recording this, the Flyers are on a 3-game winning streak. They haven't played. They don't play yet. They play probably tomorrow.
It's not the same thing as the Red Wings, right?
They're not. That's the right sport. That's the right.
Oh,
sport.
There they are. Okay. Philadelphia Flyers. They actually play on Friday.
They play on Friday. Got it. Good to know. They play the Devils. Good to know. So, yay. Winning streak could end on Friday. I don't know.
Hockey, that's the one with the puck, right?
That's the puck in the ice.
Okay.
Yes.
We don't have that down here.
Not anymore. They got bought up.
They sold our team to Winnipeg.
Oh, and the Sixers lost on the day we recorded this because they suck.
But they won for Kobe's last time in Philly.
They did.
So, you know, they can't step up.
They can when they need to. Can we get back to wrestling now?
Yes, I say we go back to NXT and we talk about people stepping up when they need to.
Well, Ty Dillinger didn't step up. He got destroyed by Baron Corbin in the opening contest. He tried to put up a fight, which included a Luthes press and a super kick, but, well, was not to be. Got caught off the middle rope. End of days, you're a winner, Baron Corbin.
Go Baron. It was a acceptable squash match, because at least Dillinger got some offense in.
He got some offense in. It was, again, the theme of this show was building up all the people who possibly will be appearing at TakeOver London or who have just returned to the company.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Corbin looked good in this one. He needed a strong win going into TakeOver against Apollo Crews. Apollo Crews was talking backstage. He talked about the big tag match next week. I believe it's Corbin and Joe taking on Balor and Apollo Crews next week. And you're going to show why they are the best in NXT next week. Simple little promo. Hype TakeOver. Hype the match next week. It was effective.
It worked. I don't have any complaints on it. It definitely worked.
It worked. Tommaso Ciampa talked about Samoa Joe's recent attitude change and says he's known Joe for a long time. Joe is a loner. But something in him has changed when he attacked Finn Balor. But you know what they say with a man with nothing to lose? They just have nothing to lose. They put it all on the line. And, well, he's going to put it all on the line tonight because he believes. He believes he can beat Samoa Joe tonight.
He believes or he just believes?
He just believes. He doesn't believe.
Dude, believe.
All you gotta do, believe. We then had Nia Jax in the ring, and her opponent, Blue Pants, who had new music. I didn't like her new music.
Put it back. Put it back. It wasn't broken. You didn't have to fix it. Put it back.
Yeah, the one thing that wasn't broken was her music, and they updated her music to sound more professional.
What's the whole beauty of Blue Pants?
I know. Well, poor Blue Pants, she tried to avoid Nia Jax early, then she got tossed around by Nia Jax a lot. Blue Pants tried to kick Nia, ended up getting caught with a shoulder gut buster, elbows by Nia. She tried to fight more back, wasn't to be. Samoan drop, followed by the big old leg drop for the win, as Nia put her foot on her chest. 1, 2, 3, Nia Jax is your winner.
No real shock here.
This was the best looking outfit I think Nia had.
Yeah, this worked for her.
Because the all black doesn't work. The first original color outfit didn't work. But this is black with some red, even though black and red is the devil. But it worked here. It worked for her.
I liked it on her. It looked good.
Yes. We heard from the NXT Tag Team Champions. They talk about, like, hurting people. What's like about being Tag Team Champions. They don't like Enzo and Cass. They say they talk the talk, but don't walk the walk. And then it was announced Enzo and Cass will be getting a Tag Team title shot at TakeOver. Should be a fun match.
I'm okay with it. I'm excited that they're putting the tag team titles on the line.
Yeah. We'll run down the card here in a bit here after we're done recapping this whole thing. Adam Rose, the party pooper, came out with his real music and then went, nope, not gonna happen. Cut it. And then walks down as generic as possible in the most generic gear possible. He looks like a skinny generic jobber.
I think that's what he is, honestly.
And then on the flip side, you had the cowboy James Storm, who had his main event or tan going on.
I think he was just happy to be back after a very long absence.
It's been about a month or so since he's been gone. He was really orange. And go ahead.
He got all dolled up for NXT.
He did. He was very happy to be back in his white pants. So we had blue pants, we had white pants. You okay with the white pants?
Not really, no, but we'll go with it.
I love the commentary on James Storm's matches because it's very, very specific. He has evolved since his days in WCW.
They just skipped that whole, you know, like 12-year period that he was in TNA. Just never happened. WCW to WWE, bam!
He spent 20 years on the indie scene and all around the world, and, you know, he's evolved during that time.
We don't talk about the other place. Other place doesn't happen.
The other place doesn't happen.
Just like Joe, we don't talk about the other place. It didn't happen.
Pretty much. That's pretty much the case. James Storm did his best Shawn Michaels comeback with skinning the cat, clothesline, atomic drop. Then the tune of the band, last call, superkick for the win. Good match. Good solid match for James Storm.
Nice showing for Storm.
It was. The Von Villains talked about their defeat last week. They were disappointed. Talked about how good Jordan Gable were. They say they're going to win tonight. Jordan Gable walked in, you know, and they went back and forth. We're really good. We're going to win. And then they shook hands.
Very gentlemanly.
Very gentlemanly. Yes. Yes. That's a key right there. Because it was Jordan Gable versus the Von Villains. Really good match.
Very good match. Although, in watching it, I feel the need to implore Aiden English to please eat a sandwich.
He's gotten skinny.
He's lost a lot of weight, and he's very, very skinny. I just wanted to pin him down and give him a sandwich so bad, because he looks good, but at the same time, it's like, oh my god, you're really skinny, wow.
Because he's so pale, you see it more.
Yeah, you see it more, and it doesn't look right.
He also did something. Like, he also did something new with his hair. I guess he got a haircut.
I think they're getting ready to either go back heel or split. I'm not sure which. Which, if the Vaudevillains split, I will cry.
I don't think they're going heel. Jordan Gable won with the assisted belly to back suplex for the win. Jordan Gable went for the handshake, and this is where the Vaudevillains turned them down and walked away.
How ungentlemanly!
So this is where I think they're going back to their villainous ways.
I'm okay with this.
Yeah, I like them more as villains. It works better.
Get Regal. Somebody get Regal. They need a manager.
I don't think it could be Regal since he's the boss of NXT.
He can do two things at once. Every good boss needs a henchman.
True, true, true. Dana Brooke was talking about almost smacking Asuka a couple times last week. Oh, Dana. Just no. Emma said last week was a warning. Next time, you don't want to know what she will do to Asuka. Emma sending threats. I like this.
I liked it. This is the most serious and boss we've seen Emma, I think, ever.
I'm really liking the evolution of Emma.
I'm liking it. I just wish she had been a little bit more, terse. Just she almost had it. Like, she was almost there. Because she's like, yeah, screw this. Dana, you stay here.
Right.
But she's kind of like, yeah, okay. Dana, I have a match to go do. Dana, you stay here. Like, I wish she had just been a little bit more authoritative in the way that she was speaking, but I'm liking her being more boss-like, which is nice.
It is. She's done a 180 since coming back, and she's more serious, more focused, more driven. It's no longer bubbly Emma. It's serious Emma. Serious Emma is really, really good. She destroyed Liv Morgan tonight.
And I felt bad for her because she really didn't get any kind of reactions from the crowd.
No. So this was a showcase for Emma, basically. Took her down, made her tap out to the Emma Lock.
Yeah, at least until after the match when a certain somebody showed up.
So Asuka came on the screen beating up a punching bag and goes, "See you in London!" And then the crowd started chanting, "Asuka's gonna kill you! Asuka's gonna kill you!"
He's like, dude, you're gonna die.
Then we had Bayley backstage. She talks about being attacked by Nia Jax last week and says she's up for any challenge and everyone knows her story. She works very hard to get her belt. She'll accept any challenge, including one from Nia Jax, who then conveniently showed up, smiles on her face, walks away. And then the announcer goes, "It seems like she just asked." No, she didn't. She just smiled.
It was that telepathic, you know, "Oh, hey, I'd like a shot at your title. Cool?
We cool, I guess." Then Nia returned, tossed Bayley into a door, leaving her laying.
Yeah, can we not throw people through doors? That's just not nice.
That ain't cool, yo.
That ain't cool. With the number of injuries, we need to be gentle.
We must protect. It's Bayley.
We have to protect the Bayley at all costs.
Yeah. Main event, Tommaso Ciampa, Samoa Joe. This was good.
Yeah, this was a great, great match.
This was a showcase for Joe, but Ciampa brought the fight to him, going after the arm, working over the arm. A lot of hard, stiff shots in this contest. Joe fired up, drove him in the corner, knocked him with a big old kick to the side of the head. It looked like he knocked him out there. Big scoop power slam by Joe. He got the intense look on his face. He starts beating on him in the corner. Muscle buster and a Kokita clutch for the submission victory as NXT ends with Samoa Joe standing tall.
Yep.
This was a good showcase of everybody.
I would agree with that. It was a great showcase. Nice, nice job by everybody. Very much enjoyed it. Great match between Joe and Ciampa.
Now, we are 2 weeks away from NXT TakeOver London, and you're on assignment for almost 2 weeks. Which means we're going to run down the card really, really quickly and go with, hey, Lindsay, who do you think's going to win these matches?
Oh, God.
So in our first contest, Emma versus Asuka.
Asuka.
Asuka's going to kill someone. Her name is Emma. Let's see. The tag team titles will be online. Enzo Amore and Colin Cassidy versus Dash and Dawson.
I want Amore and Cass to win. Like, I just want it to be that fluke win where they just happen to get the upper hand and beat the tag champs for the belt. And they finally get them. Because I feel like they're both getting ready to go up here in the next few months. Because there's really not much else they can do with Enzo and Cass in NXT. And they would be better served to go up to the main roster. But it's like, I would love to see them with the NXT tag team titles before they go.
I'm going opposite. I say Dash and Dawson retain because they just got the belts. I think it's too soon to change the belts. Because I think the next champs will be Jordan and Gable. Just that's my feeling on it.
Cold in my heart.
I know. Corbin versus Cruz.
Oh, God, that's hard.
Cruz.
Yeah, Cruz.
spoiler alert on this one. NXT Women's title is on the line. Nia Jax, Bayley.
Bailey.
Easy.
Bailey's going to find a way to win.
She'll come out victorious, because if you change that belt in London, people going to riot.
You know, I would be okay with Nia Jax getting the belt, but not yet because she just debuted. I would rather see Nia Jax be built into a little bit more of a monster than she already is. Like, she's almost there. She's just not there yet. And it's something of, I don't think anybody's ready for that belt to come off of Bayley.
No, fans want it on Bayley. I wouldn't take it off Bayley yet. Because the fans are digging it. Let them dig it until it becomes, okay, she's gone through everyone, now it's time for her to drop the belt and go up to the main roster. It's not time yet.
Yeah, she's not ready yet.
Nor does she want to go yet.
No, she doesn't.
And then NXT titles on the line, Samoa Joe challenges Finn Balor.
This is another hard one.
I'm going with Joe.
I think I'm going to go Joe too, just because Finn's had a great run, but there's nobody left for him to really challenge.
And at the same point, they can do a rematch, and Finn can get the belt back.
Finn can always get the belt back, and I feel like to continue to establish Joe, you put the title on him, and you make him that very kind of monstrous champion to beat. Whereas just he's that much of a badass in the ring that he's very, very, very difficult to beat. And you could do a long reign with Joe.
You could. Or you can do a quick one. It doesn't matter. I think you give Joe a belt, let him get the belt, let him be the guy to, you know, hold the NXT and TNA world titles, have him be that guy, and let him run with it for a little bit. Take him to the Rumble, take him to February, maybe in the Mania, you have Finn win it back, I don't know, do something. Maybe that's when Cruz gets it, I don't know, something along the lines. It makes sense, you need to switch it up, because Finn winning is a little bit predictable, and I think Joe winning would be a nice fun change.
Plus, Zayn is coming back at London. The rumor anyway, so Zayn could have an impact on the match.
Or he may be in action himself too. So, again, there's more baby faces than there are heels coming, so I think a heel champion is better.
I would agree with that.
So, that does it for NXT and a little mini NXT London preview.
We get more into it, but, well, we don't have enough intel, so.
Yeah, next week would be the show, and she's on assignment, so, you know, that's how it rolls.
Yes. So, I say we're done.
Yeah, we're done. We'll do it for another edition of The Rack right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Hope you all enjoyed our interview with Ethan Carter III. If you haven't listened to it, you know, scroll back in the download and go, hey, there's the interview. You can follow us on Twitter at Rack Radio Show, facebook.com/Rack Radio Show, as well, Saturday Night Midnight Edition, CB Radio, The Weird, The Wacky, The Unusual, Subway and Rob's Expert NFL Picks. We will talk about how we talked about the Brock beating the streak. We predicted it last week, and we'll talk about it then. And blame Rob, hashtag it. And so much more. CB Radio, The Weird, The Wacky, The Unusual, Saturday Night Midnight Edition, CB Radio Live.com. Sunday at Tim Stein, Mason Omega, preview TLC, and talk the weekend wrestling, 10 p.m. Eastern at WTR Sunday on Twitter. Monday nights, the Raw Post Show, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern, and as we mentioned at the top of the show, best of 2015 edition of The Rack, next week, available for download right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. And as always, get your question in for Ask The Rack, hashtag Ask The Rack, tweet us, Facebook us, Tumble us, email us, media@wildtalkradio.com, contact at recradioshow.com.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LNSWRD. You can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitter. And as Rock said, don't forget, submit your questions, ask the Rack. You have until December 22nd to get them into us. You can tweet us, you can Facebook us, you can Tumblr us, you can email us, you can even call us. Phone number was at the top of the show, 267-297-1397.
Hey,
look at that. I know the phone number. So, once again, big, huge thanks to TNA and Ethan Carter III. Most appreciative. Best of luck to him as he moves forward in the title tournament series.
He's moved to the round of eight.
All right. Go, Ethan, go. We're counting on you, man. We're counting on you. And, you know, also please don't forget to check out our very fine sponsors, PWMania.com, TNAsylum.net, and Wrestling Figure Wednesdays, YouTube.com/MBG1211. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you in 2 weeks when I'm back from a special assignment. Till then, bye.